Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. And I'm here with Reverend A, and we're going to be discussing lesson 257 today in A Course in Miracles workbook. Let me remember what my purpose is. And so let's join together now for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Let me remember what my purpose is. If I forget my goal, I can be but confused, unsure of what I am, and thus conflicted in my actions. No one can serve contradicting goals and serve them well, nor can he function without deep distress and great depression. Let us therefore be determined to remember what we want today, that is, that we may unify our thoughts and actions meaningfully and achieve only what God would have us do today.
Father, forgiveness is your chosen means for our salvation. Let us not forget that we can have no will but yours today, and thus our purpose must be yours as well, if we would reach the peace you will for us. Let me remember what my purpose is.
And so it is. Again, let's join together for a moment of silence as we consider this lesson. Therefore, let us be determined to remember that what we want today, that we may unify our thoughts and actions meaningfully and achieve only what God would have us do today. You know, the other day you and I were talking and you were using the word unify.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd ask you to expand on that a little bit. But so when we're unifying our thoughts and actions, we're just being, we could say that we're being consistent in our thoughts and our actions.
So how I mean the word unify is it comes from unification, and what my context is for that is that it's the second step in spiritual mind treatment of science mind. And so it follows the first step, which is to recognize or remember again God. Mm-hmm. To remember again, to recognize God as all that there is, as love, as peace, as, in A Course in Miracles term, as the only reality. And then to unify my consciousness, to unify that to the remembrance that God and I are one. And so I unify my thoughts, my heart, my mind. Everything is unified with that. In truth, I can't be outside of that. And the illusion and the dream is the belief, the tiny mad idea that I can be. And so it's really just returning my remembrance to being at home in heaven, in and as God. I'm not apart from that. I am God in that sense.
Okay,
and so that's what I mean by the word unify.
Okay, well, you also use the term spiritual mind treatment, and some people who are listening to this mm-hmm. studying Course in Miracles may have no association with religious science or New Thought or any of those things. So, a spiritual mind treatment, is that really just another way of saying prayer?
It's a specific kind of prayer that is affirmative, and in my experience, it achieves the holy instant. And from that, so it's very similar to your two step. The first two steps of spiritual mind treatment is very similar to your two step of the holy instant, which is to pause, to stop, to turn within, to remember, you know, God.
So really it's just a connection, first and foremost,
yes,
right?
Yes, and then what follows is spoken word, which is what most people would consider the prayer aspect mm-hmm. of it. So that's what that is. And so it's a form of affirmative prayer.
So when we say unifying thoughts and actions, then we're really saying, okay, if my thoughts are aligned, you know, then I'm remembering in my actions as well to be aligned with thoughts of love.
I become the living embodiment of the extension and expression of love.
So another way of saying that, if I want to say, is to then be, you're really becoming Christ.
Yes.
Christ consciousness is being expressed through the individual.
Yes. Right. If you're defining Christ consciousness as the awareness of the presence that God and you are one, and that's the Christ consciousness, if that's what you mean by that.
Yeah, absolutely. Christ consciousness is the consciousness of the awakened child of God. That's not, it's the part of the self that's never, in the Course in Miracles language, I'm going to say that's the Holy Spirit.
Okay,
because the Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind. So Christ consciousness is the consciousness of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit being, again, nothing more than your right mind. Your right mind is the self, the part of self, the whole self, really, the only self in reality, because the ego self and the sleeping self at night is an illusory self. You know, that sleeping self, I had some weird dreams last night. When I woke up this morning, I didn't say, oh, that's who I am, that's what I was. Or it's not a separate self, and it's not certainly all of me. And it's an illusory self because I was safe at home in bed, you know, while I was having those dreams. So the true self, capital T true self, the capital S self, the Holy Spirit, is Christ consciousness.
Yes, and I would agree with that, and I hear that, and I would even call it a principle, like Christ's principle. You know, like capital P, it's really that eternal aspect, the truth of our identity, and is therefore a principle.
So he's saying in this lesson, you know, let me remember what my purpose is, and of course the last two lessons. So this is really, you know, the lessons kind of run together. They have more meaning when we begin to see them together. So lesson 255, this day I choose to spend in perfect peace. And then 256, God is the only goal I have today. And then today is, let me remember what my purpose is, right? And the purpose is to be happy. Our purpose is to be the expression of Christ consciousness here in this experience and field and form.
And therein lies our happiness.
Therein lies our
peace. So what I'm hearing in this message is the unification of goal, that we can't have, that, you know, scripturally, it's a house divided cannot stand. A house divided falls. And so really what we're being called to in this lesson and in A Course in Miracles and in any mystical teaching is the one goal. And that if I try to have multiple goals, that I become confused. What does it say? It says, contradicting goals, you can serve none well. No one can serve contradictory goals. And it causes deep distress and great depression. Mm-hmm. You know, I have had that experience.
We all have.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's like, you know, even in the spiritual pathway, what do I teach? What is my main teaching? And, you know, my main teaching and my main goal is God. And any pathway that facilitates that learning and that Christ consciousness is worthy of my attention. But it's really about God. You know, God is my goal and my purpose. And what he's clearly saying when you said to look at these lessons sequentially is that he's very clear in each one that the means to that is forgiveness.
Yeah.
So you keep saying, here's your goal, and the pathway is forgiveness. Here's your goal again, and your pathway is forgiveness.
Right.
And here's the goal, and the pathway is forgiveness, and it comes in the section on what is sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I was reviewing that this morning because that's a question that comes up so much. And, you know, sin is the home of all illusion. And so what am I truly focused on? What is my goal? Is it God? Is it truth, capital T truth, or is it sin and illusion?
Right.
And everything I'm doing, every thought I think, is either aligned with one or the other. And I am the one who, the lesson 253, myself, my capital S self, is the ruler of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my universe. And so let me remember today what my goal is.
Right. So if he's saying, here's the means and here's the goal,
mm-hmm.
right? He also says that the means and the end are one, right? So the means is the goal. The goal is the means.
So
we keep coming
unpack
back
that
to,
a little bit further.
We keep coming back to oneness. All is one, right?
Mm-hmm.
The illusions, you know, is what the distraction is, or the misperception. And even the question, what is sin? Sin is what? What is sin? It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
See, in and of itself, it's a false concept of a mind that in and of itself is a false mind.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the sleeping self at night is a false mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not who you really are. It's just making up a drama and a universe. And it's the domain, it's the ruler of that domain, literally, because it's creating all of that experience itself, if you will.
And we're really being called to grow up. We're really being called to mature in who we are. And the time is now. Because it says in What is Sin, how long, O Son of God, will you maintain the game of sin? Shall we not put away these sharp-edged children's toys?
Yeah.
How soon will you be ready to come home? And so, you know, practicing, let me remember moment by moment, breath by breath, what my purpose is. It's singular. How simple is that?
That's right. Well, that's one of the, I love the course so much because it is so clear. And it's unambiguous.
Yeah, and it's like, here's your choice, folks. You can be in deep distress and great depression, or you can be happy, joyous, and free. Or going back to the sin, you can be insane. You can be driven mad by seeking illusions. You can choose a madman's dreams, which are frightening. Or, you know, the choice couldn't be more stark. You know, you can choose those things, or you can choose peace, contentment, love, happiness, joyfulness, purposefulness.
Indeed.
And so let me remember that today.
Right.
You know.
And the -member.
Mm-hmm.
Is unification.
Yes.
Because it's coming back to wholeness.
Yes.
Right? And we talk about wholeness and wholeheartedness comes into the picture as well. But that'll be a discussion for another day. But anyway, thanks for joining in the conversation today. To everyone who's listening in, thank you for taking the time to be with us in our discussion today. And you're dearly loved.
Yes. And let's just end this, too, with another pause.
Okay.
I'll speak the lesson, and let's...
Yeah.
Could you speak the prayer? Because I spoke it, I think, the first time.
I'll be glad to.
So we just pause. We turn within. Let me remember what my purpose is.
Father, forgiveness is your chosen means for our salvation. Let us not forget that we can have no will but yours today, and thus our purpose must be yours as well if we would reach the peace you will for us. Mm. And so it is.
So it is.
God bless you.
God bless.
Stay the course. We will return. Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send